الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال رسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا، أحسنهم خلقا، وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Respected ulama and kiram, dearest brothers and elders in Islam, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, protector, and we send complete durood and salawat upon our noble master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having blessed us with the greatest wealth of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in this world with iman, take us away from this world with iman, and resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with these Mubarak days. These Mubarak days, which are known as Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months. And inshallah, in the next few days, we'll be entering in Dhul Hijjah, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. There are no days wherein good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Now it was on this occasion and during these days that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook the journey of Hajj. And around us we may have bid farewell to many of the Hujjaj. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make everything easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all difficulties and all barriers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all with a hajj maqbool and mabroor. Alhamdulillah, today in this masjid we had a nikah before the Jummah, and there is another nikah after the Jummah. So take duration, I've decided to touch on few aspects regarding nikah, regarding our marital life that took place on this Mubarak Hajj, and which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized during his final sermon. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to undertake this journey of Hajj, then all the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accompanied him on this journey. They were seated on their camels in a hodaj, a canopy with a roof, and this is where they had and they enjoyed their seclusion. There was a slave by the name of Anjasha, he was leading the camels. In those days, in order to get the camel to move fast, they would enchant and sing certain things. So he was singing certain things to make the camels move faster. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, "Oh Anjasha, ruwaidaka bil qawarir. Take it easy with the glass bottles." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to the woman folk as glass bottles, meaning this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is extremely fragile. When a person goes to the shop and he buys some glass, they will make sure they wrap it up properly for him before putting it in a packet. Why? Because if those glass bottles have to knock one another, they are going to break. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, "Oh Anjasha, be careful. You are dealing with women who are extremely fragile, the pure wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are going to make these camels move too fast, then you are going to cause discomfort for these Mubarak women. You are going to bring discomfort to these women folk." So the first and most important lesson, brothers, here is, what we need to understand is Allah has given us our spouses. They are extremely fragile in their nature, which means we need to treat them in a very delicate manner. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, they have been created from the crooked rib. If you want to take benefit from them, you will have to take benefit from them in that manner. If you try to straighten that rib, then you will break her, wa kasruha talaquha, and breaking her means that that marriage won't work. Your marriage will land up in divorce. Allah protect us all. So this is an extremely fragile creation of Allah, a delicate creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to take good care of them. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led by example. So on this journey as they were traveling, Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha had a very good camel. However, due to illness, that camel knelt and sat down, and the camel was unable to move forward. So Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha began to cry. Naturally, women are delicate, fragile, and their nature will be to cry. Unfortunately, the reality is many a time us as men, we get upset and we get irritated when they cry. Now, for what are you crying? So here Safiya radiallahu anha began to cry. But what was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Nabi of Allah went to Safiya radiallahu anha and he wiped the tears of Safiya radiallahu anha with his own Mubarak hands. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam pacified her. However, like a child, when a child comes to a place of comfort, a child fell outside, he's keeping in the tears. But when he comes home and he sees his father, he bursts out into tears and he starts crying uncontrollably. So the more Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pacifying her, the more she began to tear and the more she began to cry. This did not irritate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any way. But with all the patience in the world, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam pacified his wife. And then eventually Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, okay, we're going to encamp here, we're going to stop here. The tent of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was now pitched up. Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha now felt bad. She felt that she was the cause of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeping the whole group behind. That if everything was okay with her, they would have continued with their journey. But she was the reason for all of them now stopping. So she went to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said, oh Aisha, you know very well, I would never trade my day for anything else, nor for anyone else. But today, I was the cause of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopping. So, oh Aisha, we all are fully aware of the fact that you are the most beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, I'm going to trade my day with you. It's my day, but I'm going to give you preference so that you can look after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you can make him happy. So on one side you had Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam treating his wife in a very delicate and gentle manner. On the other hand, you had the wife of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taking the feelings of her husband into consideration to the extent that she would actually give preference to a co-wife and trade her day with a co-wife. Oh Aisha, it's my turn, but you take that turn and you make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. So the husband should go out of his way to make his wife comfortable. And the wife should always put her husband in front, show her appreciation to him by putting his preference and his likes before her own likes. Nevertheless, spend the day with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The time now came for them to continue with the journey. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was also one of the Mubarak wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She had a spare camel. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that, oh Zainab, why don't you lend this camel of yours to Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha? So between wives, it is natural to have that rivalry, co-wives. So Zainab radiallahu anha made a comment. And the comment she made was inappropriate. What she said, should I give or loan my camel to this Jewish wife of yours? Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha was from Jewish origin. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her about the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam in her progeny. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became extremely upset with this remark of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this led to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not speaking with her for more than 2 months. Now what do we learn from this, brothers? Number one is the importance of safeguarding our tongue. This tongue can make it or break it. When you said yahtuha, you took that woman into your nikah. And that is why when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the final sermon, He said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. Be wary, be careful of Allah, be conscious of Allah when it comes to how you treat your woman folk. فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانِ اللَّهِ. You took them into your care, into your nikah, with the trust of Allah. Meaning, they are an amanat and they are a trust unto you. Allah has now handed them over to you. So, what came into your nikah? If you don't look after this tongue of yours, with one word she will actually leave your nikah. Be very careful what you say to her. Because many a time without us realizing, we hurt the heart. And the wound of the heart doesn't heal. شَرَحَاتُ السِّنَانِ لَهَا الْتِيَامِ وَلَا يَلْتَامُ مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانِ. The outward, the outside wounds can heal. But the wound of the heart doesn't heal. You tell a person something bad today, please remember it for the rest of his life. You know, that guy is a good, but you know, one day he told me this, it hurt my heart. If you're going to be bad to your wife and you're going to say nasty things to her, then how do you expect her to hand herself over to you? How do you expect true love to come from her when she's broken on the inside? And the same will apply to the woman folk. Generally, you'll find a woman is very, very sharp with her tongue. One Sahabi came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu to complain about his wife's sharp tongue. But when he came to the door of Amirul Mu'mineen Umar, then he found Umar radiallahu anhu was also on the receiving end. Now that Sahabi, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if he had to walk on one side of the road, Shaitan was scared for him, Shaitan would take the other side. But Umar radiallahu anhu was also on the receiving end from his wife. So he thought to himself, I came to complain to this man about my wife, but he is actually worse off than me. So he took a U-turn and he was going. Umar radiallahu anhu called him and told him, what brought you? He said, listen, I came. So Umar radiallahu anhu told him, see ya, my wife may have this weakness in her, where her tongue is a bit sharp, but my focus is not on her weakness, my focus is on all her good. Alhamdulillah, she takes care of my home. She takes care of my wheels. She takes care of my clothing and my washing. So when she does so much for me, then most definitely I can find it in my heart to overlook one shortcoming of hers. So our women folk should try their best to control their tongues. But us as men folk, if by chance they say something wrong, and many a time they themselves will say, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I just said it. In that state when I was upset. So don't take everything too personal. We need to be more forbearant. We need to be more wise. We need to be more balanced in our approach. We can't afford to take everything to our then show our abusive side to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. The other important lesson Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us is, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upset with his wife, this being upset of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for the pleasure of Allah, because she did something that was inappropriate as far as deen is concerned. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stops more than 2 months. Today we get upset for small matters that pertain to our worldly affairs, things that can be overlooked. But when it comes to the great matters of our deen, that is when we overlook and we regard those matters to be trivial. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the standard. When it comes to compromising on the deen of Allah, there's no compromise. Yeah, he even went to the extent of not speaking with his beloved wife for a while. But at the same time, when it came to the things of this world, then the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Sahaba mentioned, La tughdhibuhu dana laha. The dunya and all the things associated with the dunya never angered Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any way. The child scratched the car, will bring the roof down. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not get upset when it came to the things of this world. You bought that beautiful dinner set for the wife, she wasn't careful, and you get upset, I spent so much of money, can't you appreciate, can't you look after what I'm doing for you? Brothers, we have to have a certain level of tolerance, a certain level of tahammul, etc. Nevertheless, let's fast forward, Dhul Hijjah, and here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering the sermon. Nabi Kareem Sasam asked Sahaba radiallahu anhum, "Oh my Sahaba, which day is this?" And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum say, "Yawmun Haram, a very sacred day." Said, "Which town is this?" And they say, "Baladun Haram, it's a very sacred town." Said, "Which month is this?" They say, "Oh Nabi of Allah, Shahrun Haram, a very sacred month." Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, فَإِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. But listen attentively. Dima'akum, your blood, your wealth, and your honor is haram, meaning it is sacred. No person had interfere with any of these. Set the way, this day, in this place, and in this particular month. Now, Makkah was a place where fighting wasn't. And then to Dhul Hijjah is from Ashur al-Hurum, a sacred month. Fighting wasn't allowed. Sacred. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning to Sahaba, more sacred than today is the izzat and the honor and the integrity of a believer. Brothers, today we don't realize how we treat the next individual. Now, if this is the case of a normal believer, then how much more importance has been attached to that believer, that believing woman who is so close to us, who is in our nikah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making tawaf of Baytullah, he says, "Ma atyabak," how pure, how beautiful you are, O Baytullah, and how fragrant you are. But at the end of the day, that the honor, the integrity of a believer is greater than your sacred nature, O Kaaba. Greater than the sanctity of the Kaaba is the izzat and the honor of a Muslim. How we treat with people, how we interact with people, how we deal with people. Today Allah protect us all. We're living in a very selfish world, individualistic world. Me. It's all about my family. And we forget about the next individual. Everyone is claiming rights. No one wants to fulfill the rights of others. Our deen is based on the fulfillment of rights. Not just fulfillment of rights, but to go to the extent of ikram a Muslim, where you will honor the next person. You will do for him more than what he will do for you. And our deen is based on husnul mu'ashara. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, Silman qata'ak, there will be those who will try to break ties with you. You will join ties with them. Wa'afu amman zalamak, there will be those who will oppress you. You will forgive them. Wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk, there will be those who will be bad to you, and you will in turn be good to them. A mu'min is always a better individual. He will not treat others the way he is treated, but rather he will treat others in a manner that is befitting of him being a believer. He will treat others in a manner that will... That is when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further mentioned the rights of the husband upon the wife and the rights of the wife upon the husband. And one more important thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is a right of the husband to provide for his wife, to take good care of her clothing and residence is concerned. Now, brother Story, unfortunately, many of us, we're trying to live the very high life. How we say, we're trying to live like the Jones. And to live that life, in many homes, one salary is insufficient. So what we are doing, we are forcing our wives to work against their will. The poor woman has to go to work. At the same time, she has to worry about what's happening at home. She has to worry of all her domestic chores. She comes home, she's finished. She has to now worry about the food in the home. And then she has to worry about the kids and their schoolwork and their homework, etc. How do you expect her to function? Really, brothers, you ask many women, they'll tell you, "Mana, I'm better off having a simple home. I'm better off having a lifestyle. I can live, Mana, on simple food. I don't need all this extravagance. But all I just want is happiness." Happiness doesn't lie in the wealth that we have. True contentment is a contentment of the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with very happy marriages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to navigate through all the difficulties that we are encountering in our marriages. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to do that which is best and that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
I say jazakum Allahu ahsanul jaza to Mawlana Ahmad Munshi Saab. Mawlana is for the Jumu'ah Salah. Agreed to give us these valuable advices. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana is the Imam at the Lakefield Masjid in Benoni, alhamdulillah, for many, many years. Together with that, Mawlana as well teaches in the mornings at the Girls Madrasa, Lakefield Maktab Madrasa. Is much involved in a lot of social and welfare activities around the Eastern area. In fact, last night he was in Middleburg. On the topic of marriage, inshallah, panel that will be having a marriage workshop tomorrow for our mothers and sisters at the Madrasa of the Salihat in Bird Street in Mayfair, inshallah, from 9:30 till Dhuhr, inshallah, important advices for those who intend to get married and for those who are married as well, for our mothers and sisters. And then, inshallah, in the afternoon, from quarter to three up to Isha, inshallah, a panel discussion will be taking place from the A to Z of marriage. Inshallah, let us try to see if we can attend those who intend to get married. Really, I think Mawlana has just touched the base of the importance of a healthy, normal married life. Just in this 2 weeks alone, my respected elders and friends, I can tell you how many of social cases that we have attended to, all based on marriage and the difficulties that marriage couples are having at the moment. So it is vitally important that we try to attend, we send our young generation to attend so that they know the rights of each other and they know the importance of this great institution of marriage. So these programs will take place tomorrow. The ladies program will take place in Bird Street, inshallah, in Mayfair at Masjid al-Salihat. And the men program will take place at Masjid al-Taqwa in Hampstead Park. Together with that, also on Saturday, inshallah, after the Maghrib Salah, that is tomorrow, after the Maghrib Salah, inshallah, a Khatam Jalsa of Quran will be taking place in our Masjid, inshallah, after the Maghrib Salah, up to Isha. After Isha, supper will be served, inshallah, important advices by Mufti Radha al-Haq Sahib, Mawlana Shabir Saruji Sahib will be rendered, inshallah, and Khatam of the Quran will take place as well, inshallah. That will be taking place tomorrow after the Maghrib Salah, inshallah, from Maghrib to Isha, and after the Isha, inshallah. Humble request for the brothers to benefit there. And we want to say Jazakumullahu Ahsanul Jaza to one and all for the contribution to the blanket that took place last week and during the course of the week. May Allah reward you abundantly, grant you the warmth of the Qabr and the warmth of Jannah, inshallah, through your contribution, inshallah. And it was pleasing to note also the brothers had utilized the card machine very well, alhamdulillah, and that had facilitated the deposits and the making of the payment so easy, alhamdulillah, shukr. We have this facility of the card available. Let us try to use it this week, inshallah, for our masjid, for our madrasa, for our normal running of the expenses. Once again, the card machine will be available, inshallah. We humbly request brothers to utilize it. We know many brothers don't carry cash today, and obviously we know the reasons why. So that facility is available. It makes it so much easier for the deposits and for the other payments to take place via. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for one and all, inshallah, and grant us immense barakah in our wealth, in our rozi, in our alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله، فقد فاز المتقون. ويقول الله عز وجل: اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا بني آدم، أحذركم يوما عبوسا قمطريرا، يوم تبلى كل نفس ولا تقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا تجد نصيرا. يومئذ يندم الإنسان ولا ينفعه الندم، العود إلى الدنيا وهيهات أن يعود، ويخرج له كتاب يلقاه منشورا. يا ابن آدم، خير الحكمة خشية الله، وخير الغنى غنى القلب، وخير الزاد التقوى. ما أعطيتم العافية وكان ربك قديرا، وخير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها. لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له، ولا دين لمن لا عهد له، وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من كان يريد عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد، ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا وامح عيوبنا وأد ديوننا وكن لنا معينا وظهيرا. واقض حاجاتنا واشف عاهاتنا واستر عوراتنا، وكفى بك مجيبا قريبا عليما خبيرا. الحمد لله والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق مشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة وأسر الله وأسر رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة أجمعي. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغض. خير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة آخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترجع الآن. آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Straighten our sufuf, ensure we are standing shoulder to shoulder. There should be no gaps in between. Ensure that the back of our heels are on the line of the saf. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم رب الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنك ما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم اجزي عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.